Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Why It's Not a British Royal Wedding Without Fancy Hats. So this video is talking about British royal weddings. There was a recent one between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and why it's become a tradition for royal people to wear fancy hats to these occasions. So if you're interested in the full story, you can go take a look at that video. For now, let's get into our sentence. There's a really popular story that the first time a guy wore a top hat in London, it caused such a stir that a woman fainted, dogs yelped, and a kid broke his arm in a mob. So this sentence is talking about the top hat and how it caused a stir in London when it first came out. So people weren't used to seeing this kind of hat. It was a bit crazy and they were shocked by it. So let's read our sentence one more time, a little more slowly. There's a really popular story that the first time a guy wore a top hat in London, it caused such a stir that a woman fainted, dogs yelped, and a kid broke his arm in a mob. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is top hat. A top hat is a tall, usually black hat that used to be worn by men on formal occasions. The only time now that you might see someone wearing a top hat really is a magician. So you could say something like, the magician is wearing a top hat. All right, our next word is another type of hat, and it is a beanie. So a beanie is a small, round, tight-fitting hat, and it's usually worn during the winter. And Canadians, like me, also have another word for beanies. We call a beanie a toque. Toque is spelled T-O-Q-U-E. But if you're going to America, then you can stick with the term beanie. And you could say something like, I like wearing beanies during the winter. All right, our next word is also a hat, and it is a baseball cap. This is the kind of hat that baseball players wear. It's casual and it's pretty common. So you could say something like, I'm having a bad hair day today, so I wore a baseball cap. All right, our next word is stir. Stir is a noun. And in our sentence, stir means commotion or a state of activity or excitement. So you could say something like, the mayor's shocking comments caused a stir. So his comments caused people to get upset maybe or have some kind of emotion towards this. It caused a commotion or a type of excitement. All right, our next vocabulary is a phrase, and it is stir up. So to stir up something or stir something up means to cause something to happen. So you could say something like, he always stirs up trouble. So that would mean he always causes trouble to happen. Or the news stirred up a lot of excitement. So this news caused people to get excited. All right, our next vocabulary word is faint. Faint is a verb and it means to lose consciousness. Basically, you get weak and you fall and you are no longer awake or aware anymore. You could say something like, the patient fainted from the pain. Okay, our next word is related to faint and it is pass out. So the phrase pass out basically means faint. So for example, someone might say, it was so hot outside that he passed out. And that would mean that he actually fainted. He lost consciousness. Pass out can also mean losing consciousness or fainting when you are drunk specifically. So you might hear someone say, he drank so much that he passed out. So he had way too much alcohol and it caused him to lose consciousness, to fall asleep, to pass out. And speaking of falling asleep, pass out can also just mean falling asleep. Usually It's referring to when you fall asleep suddenly or you sleep very heavily because you're very tired. So you might hear people say something like, I was so tired after work that I passed out as soon as I got home. And that would mean that I was so tired that as soon as I got home, I fell right to sleep. All right, our next word is yelp. Yelp is a verb and it is a type of sound. It's a kind of a sharp or quick cry or shout. And it's often when someone is upset or in pain. And yelp is usually associated with dogs. Like in our sentence, we say that dogs yelped, but people can yelp too. Usually it would be if they are suddenly in pain. And an example sentence for this could be, the dog yelped when we tried to touch him. All right, the next word is related to yelp and it is bark. So bark is another verb and it is another sound that dogs make. But this sound doesn't happen when they are in pain. It could be for any reason. It's basically the most common sound that dogs make. You could say something like, my dog barks whenever he sees someone walk by our house. All right, our next word is howl. Howl is another sound that dogs make. It is a long, loud cry, and it's kind of sad sounding, and it's usually made by dogs or wolves. So for example, you could say, the wolves howled at the moon. All right, that's all of the vocabulary for today. So let's read our sentence one more time. There's a really popular story that the first time a guy wore a top hat in London, it caused such a stir that a woman fainted, dogs yelped, and a kid broke his arm in a mob. Okay, that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, what type of hats do you like to wear? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.